Are you ready to go, guys? A bit early, but yeah,
No,
okay.
that's okay. We're all ready for you. Good morning, everyone.
Okay.
So getting straight into it, Agenda Paper 19A presents our research findings about the diversity of accounting policies developed for exploration and evaluation expenditure within the scope of IFRS 6. We have not considered the merits of our research findings and whether we think they provide evidence that there is a problem that needs to be addressed by standard setting. We will provide the board with an analysis of all research findings when the board is asked to decide on the scope of the research project to replace or amend IFRS 6. Paragraphs 8 to 15 detail our research in relation to the extent of IFRS 6 application. Paragraphs 16 to 32 detail our research in relation to accounting policies developed applying IFRS 6. In summary, our research findings are as follows. Accounting policies developed for exploration and evaluation expenditure applying the requirements of IFRS 6 or accounting requirements that are equivalent to IFRS 6 are diverse. Our research indicates that the source of this diversity is primarily due to the extent to which an entity decides to recognize exploration and evaluation expenditure incurred during the reporting period as an asset, and also the unit of account that an entity decides to apply to its exploration and evaluation expenditure asset. This diversity can also lead to diversity within accounting policy methods, such that, for example, the successful efforts method applied by one entity may differ to the successful efforts method applied by another entity. There are some geographical trends in the accounting policies developed for exploration and evaluation expenditure, applying IFRS standards, accounting requirements equivalent to IFRS 6, or local accounting requirements. These arise because some jurisdictions require entities to apply a specific accounting policy or a specific unit of account. Finally, we also noted some industry trends. For example, the successful efforts and full cost accounting policy methods are primarily applied by entities operating in the oil and gas industry. And with that, I will hand over to the board for discussion or any questions you have for us. Thank you.
Okay. I'm sure there are some board members. Yeah, Anne, who comes from a country with a lot of extractive activities. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's all around me. Thanks for the paper, Tim and Siobhan, and I don't envy you reading all those policy notes for so many annual reports. Well done. This is a sign of the very thorough preparation that you're doing before bringing us the SOAP paper. And this paper is helpful for us thinking about the problem, because that's going to be a very important thing for us. And so when I read this paper, I see that for some preparers, this choice issue, the choice, the accounting policy choice, having that is really important to some, vital, crucial, you know, seems very important to some preparers. But equally, your paper shows us that how the entities are doing their accounting policy choice is not necessarily clear. And it's to think about reducing policy choice by the names alone is quite misleading, because what you're showing us is there's so much diversity within the policy labels. So I just wonder if the board needs to be thinking more about the disclosure of the elements within the accounting policy choice, the judgments. So there's a lot of disclosure that would be helpful rather than just the idea that we have to eliminate some of the choices. So there were just some thoughts that came out of this paper that I wanted to share as you start thinking about the scope paper. Thank you.
Tadeo?
Thank you, Hans. I echo what Anne said. That's an impressive number of financial statements that were reviewed by the team. thank you very much for doing that. And it's a very good paper in terms of the summary of the findings. I have just one question on paragraph 37 about the feedback from users when they said that the diversity is a problem, but not a primary concern. I'm just wondering whether this feedback is actually because in the end of the day, they are able to get the information through the disclosures, and then they can adjust them when they are modeling their information. Do you know that, Siobhan?
At this point, I don't think we can, I guess, make a clear statement as to yes or no with regards to that question. But we are looking at doing some further investor outreach just to try and, I guess, better understand exactly what they're not getting and what their primary concern is. Because we are, in thinking about scope, very focused on trying to clearly define what the problem is so that we know what the best approach will be.
Okay, it also the issues that they told us, that's something that we could look at, not at IFRS 6, but the other standards to cover for this industry. I think that's very good. I'm just wondering whether we could also look at IFRS 6 and understand whether this is much more because they are getting the disclosure or not in the financial statements. Thank you.
Okay, Jen Chow.
Thank you. I think Mary also. I think it's a very good paper. I think I also have similar concern or comments what Dadio has made, because the natural logic is that once there are very diverse accounting policy in place, from accounting standard setting perspective, we need to reduce those accounting policy choice and to make the information more compatible, more useful, more relevant to users. But when I read the comments, the paper, it seems that users don't mind. You know, it seems that it's not their top priority. So my question is that, because you can look at different accounting policy those companies apply. Actually, those accounting policy will have significant impact on their financial position and financial performance if some exploration and valuation expenditure capitalized or expense. So they have a very significant impact on the assets and the expenses they recognized. So I'm not sure how users compare the performance of different companies and how they bring those inputs into their evaluation of share price and how they find other information were useful to their models, because it seems that they find other information may be disclosed not in the financial statement other side, but that is not the solution for financial reporting perspective. We need to have more information, more transparent of information in financial reporting as much as possible. So I think in the future, maybe engaging with users further to find their evaluation model, what kind of input they really want, and what we can do from standard setting perspective. I think it's very, very important.
Yeah, what we should not forget in these, we've seen that with other sectors where the accounting is not very comparable, that users have found their own niche. They are highly specialized in finding their way through this maze of the different accounting options, and also gives them strength in the market. So that this particular industry can only be followed by highly specialized people, who are then protected in their role. So we need to be a bit cautious with users who say, "Well, I can find my way. I'm fine. I don't mind all this complexity." And we've seen that in the insurance industry as well. It's not necessarily a good sign. It's certainly not a sign that we shouldn't do anything. Nick?
Thanks, Hans. So first of all, congratulations to the staff. Excellent research, extensive research, not only helping us understand whereabouts this diversity exists, but the reasons for diversity. So great piece of work. I think the feedback from stakeholders in paragraphs 36 and 37 is also very insightful, and addresses this information, this question, I think, which we're trying to grapple with at the moment, the extent to which the diversity matters. Is it just as Hans suggests, you know, we have a group of specialists in here who've kind of captured the sector and can handle this diversity, and that's a sense of their information advantage, or are there other reasons? And my sense is, I think there are probably other reasons for the mining sector. And if I step back and think about what matters in analysing a mining entity, I think in essence there are two questions. The first is, does the entity have enough resources, and especially cash, to get through to fund the exploration stage? That's the first question. Can I literally complete the exploration with the resources that I have access to? And I say that the focus there is most commonly on cash. And so in that respect, whether you capitalize or expense doesn't really matter. It's can I cash fund this stage of development? And then beyond that, let's say you've got lucky and you've found something. What then matters is the net present value of the resources and reserves, your best guess at what that's worth. And so I'm not convinced that this diversity is a top priority for users. It's just the way that mining entities are analyzed and what users are seeking to get out of that information. Earnings seem to matter less here than in other sectors, and clearly when we're discussing about whether to capitalize or expense, it's really all about earnings. So like others have said, I think I would welcome more interaction with users on this also. Let's make sure that's correct and we can substantiate that. But I think there are some unique circumstances to exploration activities why this may matter less than in other areas. Thank you.
Zach.
Thanks. So I would sort of further Nick's comments and just saying, I think first, really appreciate the work of the staff. This is a lot of complexity to get through, and they did a great job. I think what may be different here and where we're going to need to focus going forward is the nature of the business, as Nick described, where it's a certain amount of ongoing activity with an ultimate prize if you're successful that far outweighs the expenditures to date. And the second is, I think we're going to be dealing with a very different set of users than we're used to or that we've dealt with in my experience in the past. So it's going to be really important that we find the users and understand how they differ from typical users and whether that's because of the nature of the business or whether it's because of the specialization. I'm sort of leaning towards the nature of the business argument that Nick made. But think we've got a great opportunity to reach out to them and understand what we can contribute and how.
Okay. All right. Well, much appreciation for the work of the staff, and I think rightly so, because they went through immense volumes of annual reports and dug up a huge amount of very useful information. So thank you for that. Please go ahead. There's another paper note, isn't there? Or are we done for today?
That was it for extractors today.
Okay. Well, yep. Then I think we have come to the conclusion of today's board meeting, and we'll see each other again tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.